Hello everyone, welcome back to 360 on History. Check out our website 360onhistory.com, our YouTube channel 360 on History, and join us on all our social media. And also, please check out our book on Fantastic Women, which is now available on Amazon. You can get the details on the website as well. And continuing with the theme of Fantastic Women, today we are going to talk about another one, a medieval fantastic woman known as Kynethryth, who was Queen of Mercia. So back in the good old days of medieval Britain, a century or so after the Romans left Britannia, the Anglo-Saxons, which comprised of the Angles, the Saxons and the Jutes, came across the water from northern Germany and Denmark. They were asked to come to defend British lands, and they decided to stay. Eventually, this area, which is now England, was completely under Anglo-Saxon rule, and seven kingdoms emerged. One of these was known as Mercia, what is today the Midlands. While medieval women did not have extensive rights, they were definitely exceptions to the rule, one of them being Kynethryth, Queen of Mercia and wife of King Offa. She is said to have existed between the period 770 to 798, although her exact birth and death dates are unknown. In fact, Anglo-Saxon noble and royal women played important, albeit unofficial, roles in the political workings of their kingdoms. They forged family bonds and ensured peace with rival kingdoms through marriage. This is why they were also known as the peace weavers. During Kynethryth's lifetime, Mercia was an extremely powerful kingdom, dominating the entire area south of the Humber estuary. Her husband, King Offa, was a powerful king who ruled Mercia from 757 to 796. Now, speculations abound about her origins, and some historians suggest that she belonged to a Frankish family, that is, she came from France. However, while nothing is known of Kynethryth's origins for certain, her name does resemble the wife and daughters of the earlier King Penda of Mercia. This may indicate that she was a descendant of Penda. While shrouded in obscurity, Offa and Kynethryth's marriage was entirely conventional and was even approved by the church hierarchy. In a letter to Kynethryth and Offa's son Ecgfrith, the scholar and clergyman Alcuin advises him to follow the example of his parents, including his mother's piety. In another letter, Alcuin refers to Kynethryth as the controller of the royal household. Unfortunately, none of Alcuin's letters to Kynethryth survive, but we do have evidence that he knew her well. In another letter to a nun named Huntrith, he requests that she speak to Kynethryth on his behalf and indicate his loyalty to her. He adds that he would have written to her directly, quote, if the king's business had permitted her to read it, unquote. In another letter to a different nun, he asks her to, quote, greet that dear lady in my name, unquote. This letter continues that Alcuin, quote, always desired her progress towards the salvation of her soul, for which she has always had to strive. But now, most of all, since she has to survive the death of her most excellent lord, the king, I wish her to live in happiness and to serve God faithfully, unquote. This evidence suggests that Queen Kynethryth had a unique and remarkable status, especially during the latter part of Offa's reign. This includes the issuing of coins in her name, with 43 surviving coins depicting her name and image. One side shows a face and the inscription EOBA, which is the name of the moneyer who minted the coin, while the other side reads, in Latin, Queen Kynethryth of Mercia. We also have a blog post on Queen Kinnithret, so you can see the images of these coins on that on the 360 on History website. One side of the coin shows the queen in profile and the other side has the lettering on it. The coin is the only one depicting a queen from the early medieval period in Western Europe. Furthermore, it boasts the earliest portrait of any English queen. It has been suggested that Kinnithret's coinage emulated the Byzantine Empress Irene, who ruled around the same time. However, the imagery suggests similarities to the coins of late Roman empresses. The image used on Offa's coin also show him as a late Roman emperor. The styles of Kinnithret's coins seem to be similar to those of Faustina, wife of Emperor Antoninus Pius, as well as those of Helena, mother of Constantine, which were in circulation at that time and were being copied extensively. This coinage is unique in Anglo-Saxon England and indeed in Western Europe at this time, and it is thought that the coins were minted for donations by Kinnithret to the church, but their similarity to the general issues suggests otherwise. It is also possible that these EOBA coins were a grant of income to be used by Kinnithret herself. They were minted in the Kingdom of Kent, highlighting the wide influence of the Mercian royal family. Kinnithret's coins have been found in Kent, Mercia, Essex, Sussex, East Anglia, and Wessex. So a wide, wide influence. After the birth of her son, Ecgfrith, Kinnithret began to witness charters, which were the grants of authority or rights. She first witnessed a charter dated 770, along with her son, Ecgfrith, and her daughter, Æthelflæd. By 780, she is Kinnithret, by the grace of God, Queen of Mercians. She is the first queen to be termed as such, and this places her royal authority within the context of divine appointment. In fact, Offa, Kinnithret, and Ecgfrith may have been the first English royals to strategically adopt the growing concept of divinely ordained kingship prevalent on the continent during this period. After Offa's death, Kinnithret became the abbess of Cookham, which had been given into her personal ownership when Offa was alive. In fact, King Offa ensured that her power and status were secured during his lifetime and would continue after his death. This would ensure the succession of his own heirs and bloodline. Kinnithret probably managed an extensive network of monasteries and associated land, which included Glastonbury Abbey and Flatbury, where her daughter Æthelburh was abbess. In 798, Kinnithret was named Offa's heir during a property dispute at the Synod of Clovesshow. These are all indications that while Queen Kinnithret might have been forgotten, she was a powerful woman and formidable queen during her time. She enjoyed a high status, was an important landholder, and probably had her own income as well. After Offa's death, she retired at the authoritative position of abbess. How great it would be to know more about the life of this medieval queen who exerted such unprecedented power when she was alive. Thank you for joining me once again on 360 on History. I will see you again in the next episode.